On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
I am your host. I will be your host. I'm a host. I'm a hostess. I'm a cupcake. I'm a host. I love being referred to as a host because I don't understand what it means. I'm going to host you. I'll be hosting you. Man, come on. All right. How was your holiday thing? Oh my God. How was your Christmas and your Hanukkah? Nice. Done. Finished. Oh no. Oh, time to get depressed. Oh, it's time to get depressed with the winter thing. The holidays are coming to an end. All that planning and all the looking forward to the stuff and the gift giving and the over urination because you drank too much beer. All that is almost finished. We got one more holiday. It's New Year's, which is stupid. It's a stupid holiday. It's sit on your ass, drink a little bit more, and there's nothing to do. Yeah, I know. Oh, no. What are you going to do when New Year's is past, New Year's Eve, and that was the last big celebration holiday? You can't wait till Martin Luther King Day in January? I mean, come on, man. Yeah, we got to learn how to spread our holidays a little bit better. I had a horrible dream last night. Oh, it was awful. I had the Kardashians over to my house, and in the dream it didn't explain why, but they all showed up. Kim and Kardashio and Kramen and Closey and Chloe and everybody that begins with a K was there. And they were all the Kardashians, and all they did all day was sit around on my couch with their cell phones. And eat little hors d'oeuvres. That's all they do. They don't know how to do anything else. So in this dream that I had, it was a freaking nightmare. The Kardashians were just like scattered all over my living room. A Kardashian over here, there's so many of them. They just like multiply for no, they're not born, they just exist. And they were sitting there, and it came time for them to go home, and they wouldn't leave. I tried to get them to go outside to check, you know, the mailbox or something. There was no mail. They knew that, and yet they wouldn't leave from the couch, sitting on their fat asses, looking at their cell phones. It's Kardashians, man. What a horrible dream that was. And And then here's the worst part of it. I woke up this morning. I always turn the TV on. It helps me wake up a little bit. And guess what was on the TV? One of the Kardashian episodes. Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's not hard to keep up with them because they don't move at all. All those girls should weigh like 500 pounds because they're always eating, they're always drinking champagne or something and sitting on their asses on a cell phone. That's all they do. I know there's big companies involved. They don't run them. They pay somebody to run them. Those Kardashians, man, the nightmare of the century. I have a feeling if the Kardashians didn't wear makeup, they would be butt ugly. And there's nothing wrong with being butt ugly. I'm just saying that's not supposed to be their thing. So I wake up and I turn the TV on and there's a Kardashian episode, season 72, episode 2565. And Khloe, I think that's the one, I can't tell the difference, but Khloe was in a hospital bed and all her Kardashian sisters were surrounding her. She wasn't sick, she was having a baby. And Khloe, I think it was Khloe, K-H-L-O-O-O-I, I think it was Khloe. She was complaining to the camera. This is so freaking stupid. She's complaining to the camera. She's saying, I'm depressed because I just had a baby and my life is so public. Everything I do, I can't turn left, I can't turn right without the public knowing what I'm doing. And here I am having a baby and we've got cameras in the hospital room. And I'm so confused. I don't have a private life. I have one, but it's public. It's just so confusing. Someone should have burst into the hospital room at that point and slapped Khloe in the face and said, it's your fault, you idiot. You're the one that lets the cameras in. You're the one that puts your life in the public so you can make little money. What's the matter with you, Khloe? Don't complain. You're the one to put yourself in this situation. And as Khloe's complaining, these flashbulbs are going off in the hospital room. I guess these reporters are taking pictures. What? If Khloe Kardashian has a baby, why is that so significant? When Jesus was born in a manger, story goes, there were no photographers, no reporters, yet that was considerably more significant than the Kardashians. Or was it? I don't know anymore. Now I'm confused, Khloe. Khloe. It's even stupid to say that name. What's your name? Khloe? I don't understand what I just said. So stupid. Anyway, in the dream, I couldn't get the Kardashians out of the house. And I think they're still downstairs. I really don't know. Not that I'm in my house, but whatever. All right. So how are your holiday? How is your Christmas? Everybody's going to be asking you that everywhere you go today. How is your Christmas? How is your Hanukkah? How was it? There was something very interesting, a show on PBS, the Public Broadcasting System, for those of you that aren't into the initial thing. It was a show about how all the Christmas songs, and I mean almost every, all of them, were written by Jews. And it's fascinating, isn't it? Simply that statement alone is indeed, without question, your fact of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare yourselves. It is that time again for Ron's fact of the day.
Apparently, according to the PBS special, which was fascinating to some extent, stupid to another, apparently all these immigrants came to the United States back in the early 1900s, and when they got here, they changed their names from their European Jewish names to more American names so that they could meld into society and feel like they belonged. Jewish people always want to feel like they belong. Although, on the other hand, if you're not a Jew, we don't want to talk to you. So it's just a little confusing. Of course, these are my opinions. This is not the fact part. The fact part is that most all of the Christmas songs were written by Jewish people. It is fascinating. It doesn't make sense. But then you go back in history and you realize that Jesus, apparently, according to the story, was born a Jew. Jesus was a Jew, as you probably know if you read the Almanac or you went online to check it out. It's true. I don't know if it's true anymore, but so not only are all the Christmas songs written by Jews, but Jesus himself, for whom the holiday was supposedly created, was also a Jew. Kind of. So what is the bottom line? I think we're all Jews. A lot of people say, you know, I think that all human beings, the human race, is because aliens from another planet infiltrated our solar system, and we are all really from alien blood. No, we're all Jews. Don't get that wrong. And that's not a bad thing. Anyway, just to make this a little bit of a broader situation, it also came to my attention, or my realization, I should say, that everything that we believe about the holidays, religious holidays, is pretty much either filtered out with fairy tales or is a complete lie. As you probably also know, we celebrate Christmas on December 25th. I think everybody knows that. Does everybody know that that actually wasn't the date on which Jesus was born? How do we know? We have nobody to interview. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I mean, but apparently Jesus was not born on December 25th or even really in the winter. So I don't know what we're doing here. I just don't know what we're doing here. Christmas has nothing to do with religion anymore, really. It has to do with a fictional being named Santa Claus. Well, wait a minute, Ron. Santa Claus is not really a fictional character. Come on. Get off the smokes and realize whether it was named after somebody or not, there was no such thing. There are not reindeer. Wait a minute. Before I go any further, please get the kids out of the room. I don't want to ruin anything for the children. Have them leave the room, please. Tell them that they have to go to the bathroom, whether they do or not. Don't we do that to our kids? We're going to go outside. We're going to go down the street. We're going to go visit grandma. Go to the bathroom before we leave. We're always sending people to the bathroom before we go anywhere. And then when you get a little bit older, when you become an adult, you start going to the bathroom before you go anywhere by yourself. No one has to tell you. It's just a habit. I got to go down to the store and get a donut. First, everybody, go to the bathroom, please. Go to the bathroom first. We're going to go out for one, get a donut. Go to the bathroom first. They don't have bathrooms at the donut store? Oh, I guess so, but ew. Anyway, get the kids out of the room. Are they out? Give you enough time. Give you enough time to get them out. Okay, listen here. Listen carefully. Listen tight. Come closer to the speaker. I won't hurt you. It's okay. We're social distancing. I'm like miles away from you, really. Here's the thing. Santa Claus doesn't exist. Reindeers, even a further throw from the truth. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, nose lit up. I don't think so. This mythical Santa Claus in a sleigh flies through the air, goes to every single home in the entire universe in one night. Don't know. I don't know. Probably not. Santa Claus comes down your chimney, but we don't have a chimney. Hey, shut up. Santa Claus comes down the chimney, eats your cookies, leaves presents, and leaves. The gesture is that Santa Claus is going through so much of an effort to deliver all the toys. The least we can do is leave out a couple of cookies. Wow. Man, someone's on lewds because that's just so... Is there not a child that would say, excuse me, kind of bullshit is this? There is not one child that says that, because children want to believe, and they also need to go to the bathroom before they go anywhere. It's true. And that's just Christmas, and that's not even the whole thing. Trees. So for some reason, you chop down a tree, you put it in your living room. That's Christmas. I don't know where that came from. I don't know why. We could have done easier things. Take a lamp, plug it in, put some tinsel on it, and that's your Christmas thing. It already lights up anyway. Why do we have to go get a tree and put things on it? It's because it's pretty. I don't know where this stuff came from, man. I'm sure it came from a lot of directions, but none of it makes any sense, and none of it is really true. We give people gifts, and we give gifts. That's a nice gesture. There's nothing wrong with it, but I don't think that has anything to do with the religious part of the holiday at all. It's not just Christmas. When you lose a tooth, what happens? For children, a tooth fairy comes in the middle of the night. I don't know about you, but I don't know how kids get scared of these shadows in their rooms and creaking walls and things like that. They get frightened and scared, yet some kind of stranger coming into your room and taking your teeth, that's no problem. That's no problem. Some guy in a fat red suit, or fat guy in a red suit, comes into your home, eats your cookies. That's not a problem. That's fine. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. You got reindeer shit all over your roof. That's not a problem. Not a problem. Yeah, they take your teeth and then they leave money behind, I guess. And children, the only lesson to children is, you want to make some cash? Get rid of your teeth. They're going for about $5 a tooth these days. Not so bad. Won't put you through college. Won't do very well with the people with dating if you have no teeth. But at the same time, you're making some cash. Who cares? Easter. I think Jesus was supposed to have risen on Easter. I don't know. That's the story. But what do we turn it into? A bunny. A rabbit. There is an Easter bunny. Walks around, again, going to everybody's house. And leaving chocolates all over the place. It's starting to get warm outside. Chocolate melts. Not a great idea for the bunny to do this. And then we have Easter egg hunts. I assume the eggs from the bunnies. I don't know. And we go looking for eggs, which I'm starting to do in my supermarket because eggs are becoming scarce and highly overpriced. So I'm doing an Easter egg hunt myself, but I don't think it's a religious situation. I think it's more of an economical kind of thing. And the worst of them all is the holiday that's coming up next to your local stations is New Year's. It means nothing. It says nothing. It does nothing. It is a stupid holiday, but it's celebrated all over the world, in various time zones, in succession of time zones. Yeah, it's probably the one holiday that is celebrated everywhere on the same day. Christmas is right up there. But New Year's even more so. And what do we do on New Year's? We set off fireworks and drink champagne to celebrate the coming of the new year. Look, this year stuff was created so that we could have some semblance of the understanding of human time. So we can chart it, have some type of measure of time. So we came up with days and weeks and months and years. The calendar people did that so they could sell calendars. It's the only reason we have New Year's. And people get drunk and they get stupid and they do things that they regret on New Year's Day the next morning. I don't know who she was. I wish I could have remembered it. It might have been fun. I don't know. I was too drunk. Oh, it's just crazy, man. We're strange. Actually, you're strange. I'm normal. People are strange because they all do this stuff. You see, human beings were, oh God, what the hell's wrong with me? I won't shut up, will I? Human beings need, for some reason, to feel like they belong. You gotta belong to something. So they go out of their way to create what they call normalcy, where these holidays come up and this is what you're supposed to do during them. They're fictitious holidays. Even the religious holidays were, they have cover-ups. They have cover-ups. This is a very religious, this is the day that Jesus bought watermelons in the village and it's a holiday. But we're going to cover it up by creating Santa Claus. We're going to cover up this very highly religious day of Easter with a rabbit and Easter eggs. I talked about this a couple of years ago, as I recall. Children should be pissed at their parents. Children, when they find out that there is no Santa, are the kids out of the room? Seriously, get them out of the room. They don't want to hear this. When the kids find out there's no Santa Claus, I don't know what age that happens at. I think it's like 10 or something, or 8. When kids find out that there's really no Santa Claus, that it was only a story that was told to them, and that your parents lied to you. They lied to you. Yes, Santa Claus comes down the chimney. Santa Claus gave you that present. Santa Claus did the Santa Claus. And they lie. They lie to you. It's no wonder that people grow up lying to other people, because that was the way that they were brought up, to understand and to tell lies. You mean there's no tooth fairy that puts, you put the money under the, why would you do something like that? You lied to me. You told me a story straight to my face and you smiled when you did it and you lied. We told you that story because we love you. What? You lied to me, you lying bastard. Yeah, huh? I'm not kidding, man. It's a horrible, horrible way to start out raising your children. Lie to them. But you can't not lie to them because everybody else believes the lie. You can't.
Hey, Johnny, I found out that there's no Santa Claus.
Yes, there is. My parents told me there is, and I see them on TV. There is a Santa Claus. Get out of my face.
Johnny, come on, man.
Get out of my face, Arnold. Call my parents a liar. Of course there is a Santa Claus. Do you think they go all that trouble to keep a lie going? For what? For what? You don't think that if my parents wanted me to have a gift, they wouldn't tell me that they bought me the gift? They'd make up like, I didn't get you the gift. It was a fat man in a suit. What are you, crazy? You think that's a decent lie? That lie's ridiculous. It's true. It's true, Arnold. Don't ever tell me my parents lied to me, because they don't lie. They tell me not to lie, and I know they don't lie.
Okay, Johnny.
I've always wondered, and I was a child, but I don't remember this part of it. I remember being told that there was a Santa Claus, and yet when I went to the malls, there was Santa Claus. A lot of them. I don't remember how my parents explained that.
Mommy, Daddy, you tell me Santa Claus, I see like hundreds of them.
Well, Santa Claus has the magical power of recreating himself in various situations.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe. Actually, it's that Santa Claus, people dress like Santa Claus. It's not really Santa Claus.
You mean when I'm sitting on the fat guy's lap at the mall, that's not really Santa Claus?
Oh, that one is. That one is really Santa Claus. He took the day off from the workshop with the elves, and there were some controversies about that.
Took the day off to do the mall thing and have children sit in his lap. I know. It sounds wrong, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. A fat man in a smelly red suit with a beard doesn't shave, having young children sit on his lap. I don't know about that. I'm not sure that's a great idea. There's so many questions. So many questions that need to be answered. All right. We're running out of time here. I'm just confused about all of that stuff. I mean, I was a child like you were a child, and I'm not mad at my parents for lying to me. I'm really not, because I'm over that. I held that grudge for 20 years, and then they got older, and I said, all right, you lied to me, I get it, but whatever. You brought me into the world, so I guess you can lie to me. Once you bring a life, a child into the world, yeah, I guess you can lie to them. I mean, you sacrificed your life for these kids. Tell them a couple of lies, I guess that's acceptable. I don't know. But children need those lies because they love it. You see their eyes light up. Not literally, because that would be a little strange. That's like Children of the Corn. If somebody's eyes actually lit up, ew. I mean, they light up sort of. They get wide-eyed, and which is also a disease, and I think there are drops for that, but you should see your optometrist. Anyway, there's a smile on their face when just Christmas. It's their holiday. You know, every holiday is a children's holiday. We've turned every holiday into their holiday. We don't have any holidays left. We have Thanksgiving. That's all we have left for adults. Thanksgiving, to sit down with people you don't really see all the time, eat a lot of food, and then send them home holiday, which I think is wonderful. All the rest are for the children. Christmas, it's a children's holiday. Easter, it's a children's holiday. Martin Luther King Day, it's a children's... that one isn't. Neither is Flag Day. What's the difference between Flag Day and the 4th of July? I don't know. I'm an adult. I have no freaking idea. Can we get rid of one of them? Like Flag Day? Can't that be rolled into... I don't know. I don't even know. And I'm not going to Google it because I'm not going to that machine. I refuse to go to that machine anymore. That machine of lies. Talk about lies. Oh, God. Facebook my ass. Oh, get it? Facebook my ass. I get it. I get it now. I just explained it to myself. As the week goes on, we'll dissect New Year's Eve, which is very dissectable. A very interesting holiday. It defines us as a people. I don't know. You know, it's rough. It's rough. I mean, how does an African-American kid justify Santa Claus being Caucasian all the time? I don't know. But how do you get around that? How do you get around that? I don't know how you get around that. I really don't know. I think you have to create a character that has no flesh showing in order to make that palatable to children, in order for them to have an identity with this magical moment in life. I don't know. I don't know the answers to everything because I didn't create these problems. I did not. I had nothing to do with them. I was watching TV or going to the bathroom before I went somewhere. I did not create these problems problems that there are. I hope you had a wonderful holiday. I really do. I hope your children, their eyes lit up. If you don't have children, I hope your eyes lit up. Another one down the tubes. Here's what we have to look forward to in 2022. All the hospitalizations and the sicknesses from the fact that we gathered for the holidays. Those should show up about 4 days after New Year's Eve. That should be the pinnacle of our new pandemic wave, so to speak. Wave. That'll be interesting. Hopefully that will peak and go. Peek and go. That sounds like a kid's game, doesn't it? You want to play peek and go? How about hide and seek? All right, fine. Got that wrong. Why did I do a different voice for that? Why did I change voices for that? There was no reason to do that. No reason at all. I think I just like doing voices. Maybe I should do voiceovers. A whole new career for me. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until that time arrives, be careful. Wear the mask. Be careful. This thing's going to get weird in the next few weeks or in the next week. Just take care. Use your brains. Use your brains right now. And I wish you peace.